have no future, we have no past. Write this down while I'm in control.
That's Paul Weller, and that song is called Sunflower. We're going to hear the whole song in a minute. I love the guitar on that song. Who am I? I'm Lawrence McGuire. What are you listening to? You're listening to La Mission Le Globe, and this is Radio Divergence 93.9, the coolest radio station in the south of France. That's right. And today, folks, I've got a very special guest, a guy named James Lottery. Welcome back to the show, James.
Hi, Lawrence. Good to be here.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, too. Good to be back.
You've got a weird accent, man. Where the hell are you from?
I'm from the highlands of North America.
The highlands of North America. Yeah, that's why you have a funny accent.
That's right, yeah, because it's a place that doesn't actually exist.
You're too sophisticated for that, man. You cannot be from the highlands of North America. Where are the highlands of North America, anyway?
Highlands of North America. They're just above Canada.
In fact, there is a town called Highlands in the mountains of North Carolina. That's where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Highlands, and I'm from Western North Carolina, folks. That's why I talk like a hick sometimes, and you probably can't understand my accent because I'm a redneck. Actually, we don't have rednecks up in the mountains. We have hillbillies up in the mountains. That's what they call us. But we are independent, self-reliant, and rugged and mean. So
and you have your own oil too. Yeah.
Oil. What kind of oil? We have moonshine. What's moonshine? What do you call moonshine in British English?
Moonshine. We probably call that moonshine.
I mean, do you drink moonshine in England?
All the time.
No, come on. Really?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what moonshine is?
No, what is it?
Moonshine is pure alcohol that you make from corn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, moonshine.
We have pure alcohol we make from fish and chips.
It's cool. And you can use it to run cars, right?
Exactly, and fly planes too, yeah. People.
And what?
And people. Yeah, give it to them, they fly.
No, well, traditionally in the mountains, the Appalachian Mountains, they did not have the roads to take their products to the market. So they would grow corn, and they would turn the corn into alcohol with a still, what they call a still, which was a distillation device. And they would make 100% proof or 200 proof, 100% alcohol. It was called moonshine. And it is, if it's made well, it's wonderful. If it's not made well, it will kill you.
100% alcohol?
100%.
You can't drink like that, right? I mean,
yeah, you can.
Can you?
Oh, yeah, you can drink it, but be careful.
Yeah, I bet 100%. You can, yeah, you probably run a lot of things on that. I mean,
Run anything on like moonshine.
Generators and stuff. Yeah? Make your own electricity, yeah.
We could replace all the oil used in the world with moonshine. In fact, they're doing it. That's why they're growing corn with biofuels, right?
Let's start a movement, Lawrence. Let's make moonshine here in Montpellier.
Yeah.
And we'll make all the cars run on it. That
sounds great. Well, first, we make all the people drunk, though.
Okay. Well, I won't go into that.
Okay.
There's probably lots of drunk people here anyway. So.
There are a lot of drunk people in Montpellier. And on Monday night, there are going to be a lot because Fête de la Musique is Monday night, and there are going to be drunk people running around everywhere. It's a little bit too much these days, you know. But I like a small, intimate place on Fête de la Musique, you know.
Speaking of which, I hear there's this really good group playing tomorrow night on the Comedy.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Beach Ball Festival.
Oh, really? Who's
playing? Around 9 p.m., a group called the Peace and Love Cowboys.
Wow, the Peace and Love Cowboys are playing tomorrow night at
the Comedy. Yeah.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to be there.
Me too.
So, yeah, I hope you are.
I'm definitely going to be there.
You better be.
I should be because I'm the guitar player
that's
in the Peace and Love Cowboys, I think. Yeah. Anyway, folks, that's right. Peace and Love Cowboys, we're playing tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on Comedy at the volleyball, near the volleyball camp, the volleyball whatever, I don't know. So, we're talking so much, James. Let's hear a song. Now, this is a song called Down in the Metro. Is that right?
Down in the Tube Station.
Fucking Tube Station?
Tube Station is it's a station with tubes in.
Tubes?
Tubes.
No, don't.
The Tube Station is the London, that's what they colloquially call the London Underground.
The London Underground.
So the London Metro for people that don't speak proper English.
Why do they call it tube?
Because it's round.
It's round. A lot of, like, the moon is round. They don't call the moon a tube.
It's a tunnel, isn't it? So, you know, that's a tube.
I see. Like a tunnel. Like a pipe.
Like a tube.
You could call it a pipe, right?
No, we call it the tube.
Okay. Anyway, folks, we're going to be right back after we hear this song. The Pipe Station. Down in this Tube Station at midnight with the Jam.
distant echo of faraway voices bought in faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The Christ 30 steps, repeat my own and reflect my thoughts. Calling and inviting, partially naked, but so far toffee wrappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down, headlines of death and sorrow, they tear off tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage, and I'm down in a Tuesday sort of midnight. Change, pull out the queen, smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, rock blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I've a little money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She'll be lining up the cutlery and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a Tuesday at midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. I could now smell their breath. They smelt of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me, it took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather, even eating with the weather, filled my eyes, his nose, I'm not in love till my senses could see it, speaking in longer. I'm now in a Tuesday to the midnight.
Tube Station at Midnight. What an interesting song, man. I mean, down in the Tube Station at midnight, he gets mugged.
That's actually really a very, very sad song. I mean, basically, the idea is, so he's down in the Tube Station.
Right.
It's around midnight.
Right.
He's got to take, you know, he's bought food for his wife. He's going to take it home. And you know, they're getting mugged, lying on the floor, looking at all the British Rail signs around him.
Right.
And, you know, as he says, you know, his wife, you know, his wife's waiting for him, the curry's gone cold, the wine's gone flat, even though wine doesn't really go flat, but you know,
yeah,
you get the idea, right?
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, there's this, I think it's very kind of melodic, beautiful hook line in there, which makes the whole kind of song very, very ironic in a...
And as far as songwriting, he has this this line, I'm down in the Tube Station at midnight, oh, and they give it to you one time, and then they don't give it to you again.
Very important, the oh.
Oh, I love that part, you know. Oh, but then they don't give it to you again until the end of the song that you get it again. So it's very good, you know, commercial songwriting, but very professionally done.
Can't have too many oh-oh-ohs in one song.
No, that's right.
Can't overdo it.
Yeah, you can't overdo the oh-oh-ohs. But now, that was the jam, but the genius behind the jam, you would say, was Paul Weller.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not an expert on the jam, right? Mm-hmm. But Paul Weller, to me, is one of those, you know, classic British, no-nonsense, no-bullshit songwriters who writes very solid, strong songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, often, if you look at the way his songs are constructed, it's a very simple idea, one simple riff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to listen to another one later on, Sunflower. The riff to that is very simple. It's a three chord song, but the way he constructs the song around it, to me, it's just excellent. And every song he does is like that. I mean, it's really solid, no nonsense. Lyrics go perfectly, and he manages to make something out of nothing, really. I think that's really, really amazing.
Yeah.
And to me, it's amazing that he hasn't been more, you know, well-known, Paul Weller. I mean, he is known, right? But, I mean, you know, he didn't really, really make it big-time mainstream, you know.
So. He's not a superstar, but anybody who's into music knows the Jam.
Probably, yeah. Especially British people.
Especially, well, I mean, in fact, you're right about that, because he did not cross over to the States very well. I never heard about them before. I came to Europe, in fact, and I was living in Madrid, and that's the first time I heard about the Jam and Paul Weller.
Right, well, that's because people in the States don't know what a tube station is.
We don't know what a tube station is.
So, you know, they heard the song Tube Station, they're like, what is it?
The tube,
talking
it's
about,
like a tube is like something you put water in, you know, or a tube is...
something you sell Smarties in, right?
So, yeah. What's a Smartie?
You don't want Smarties?
No.
All right, okay, that's the... I'm leaving. Where's the door? No, I'm kidding.
We'll talk about Smarties later. Well, look, folks, what are you listening to again? Are you listening to The Globe or Le Globe? My name's Lawrence McGuire. I also have a librairie de livres d'occasion en anglais et français. S'appelle Le Globe. Aussi, cours de langue at the Le Globe. It's 2 rue de la Carbonnerie dans le centre-ville de Montpellier, proche de la préfecture. Et pour cette raison, j'ai aussi la mission de radio s'appelle Le Globe. My Francais is not so great, so I'm going to go back to English. Now, James, you can speak some French. I want you to translate. I want you to translate the next song here. Double talk and jive. How does that translate into French?
I have no idea.
Come on,
I'm going to say what the French is.
Double entendre jive.
Double talking and jive.
Double talking jive. Well, folks, we're going to hear Guns N' Roses and Double Talking Jive. Hey folks, that's Guns N' Roses, and that's Double Talk and Jive, and we've got a very special guest in the studio today. Hey, by the way, we're coming at you live right now. I mean, I'm talking and you're listening.
And anything could happen.
Anything could happen. Anything. I mean, I could. I have my special guest here. His name is James Lotary, and I could tell you James' bank card password and any other information.
And
you'd be very. Unfortunately, I don't have it. And we're going to be very careful what we're going to say here, folks, because we are going out live to you.
No faux pas today, Lawrence.
No faux pas.
No political stuff.
Political stuff?
Yeah.
I don't talk about politics. No
way.
Watch
yourself, Jude. They're listening.
Yeah? Okay. I will not say a word. I will not say a word about the oil spill from British. Wait a minute. British Petroleum is destroying my country.
You know what British Petroleum, you know what it really stands for, don't you?
What?
British polluters.
Polluters, mm-hmm. Right. But British people are like that. They come to another country they pollute.
We just pollute. I mean,
they go all over the world.
It's like our fish and chip alcohol, We just make it and give it to everybody. I mean,
you spread your pollution, your language all over the world.
And deep fried Mars bars.
In fact, I shouldn't be speaking English. I should be speaking Gaelic or something, right?
You're not speaking English, you're speaking American.
All right, enough of that. Who's a guitar player for Guns N' Roses, man?
He's very famous, isn't he? Slash, right?
Slash
is...
That's his name. What's a funny name? Slash.
No, Slash means in British English.
What?
It means to take a piss. It means other things too.
Right.
But it means to take a piss. When we say we're going to take a slash,
I'm going to take a slash.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly what we say.
Let's take a piss in French.
Take a piss.
Prendre
in French.
Un pissé.
Aller pisser. Aller pisser un coup. Or something like that.
Pisser un coup.
French.
Okay. So slash, right, I remember that. I'm going to take a piss is to take a slash. But what does it mean otherwise?
To slash means to cut.
To cut.
Yeah, cut in a vicious way. So, and often, with a knife or a blade to kind of slash your skin and open it and let all the blood come out. And I mean, who knows why he called himself Slash? Maybe he used to do that. Maybe he used to walk around slashing people up. Who knows?
But he was a slasher.
He is, if I'm not mistaken, he was British born or had a British father or something. His name's actually Saul something, kind of a Jewish, Paul kind of name thing. And maybe that's why he called himself Slash. Saul Slash. I don't know.
Or maybe you could say his guitar style is a slashing guitar style.
Maybe, yeah. Probably, I don't know if I would describe it like that. Slash is actually, really good guitar player. He's very influenced by the blues.
Definitely.
Even though he plays in like a kind of heavy kind of, used to Guns N' Roses. He's influenced by all the best blues players. Mm-hmm. If you listen to what he does, it's really blues influence. I think one of his big influences was Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think you can hear that. And definitely he was the creative heart of Guns N' Roses.
Definitely,
you would
definitely.
Say,
plus, one thing I can't stand about Guns N' Roses is Axl Rose's wailing singing. I mean, the song we just listened to, Double Talking Jive, is actually one of the songs where he isn't sounding like a baby being stepped on. Kind
right.
Of thing.
He does not have my favorite voice of a rock and roll singer,
right,
definitely.
Yeah. Kind of too much wailing in there for me. Sounds too much like a girl, really. You know?
And whining sometimes.
He's a very whiny person.
He seems whiny.
Yeah,
whiny in French?
I don't know.
Whiny. Whiny.
Whiny.
What do you say to your kids what do you say to your kids in French when you say don't whine? What do you say?
I generally don't speak to my kids in French.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sweeney, something like that.
Sweeney?
Sweeney or something. Word Sweeney, like
that sounds Irish.
Really, yeah.
Sweeney?
Stop drinking.
Okay. Hey, we got to keep going, man. We got more music. Well, I'm in here with James Lotary. He's a British guy who lives in France, and luckily he's gotten away from England, and he's gotten
and
here
polluters.
To the south of France. Like the rest of us who found a haven in Montpellier. James, what are we going to listen to now?
We're listening to I've Got the Fire by Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, yeah. I've Got the Fire. And, well, let's hear that song, and then we'll talk about it. I've Got the Fire. We'll be right back. I've got fire.
You do. You're on fire. Yeah. I see the smoke.
I'm on fire.
Where's the fire extinguisher? Where is it?
I've got the fire. That's from Iron Maiden. It's a cover song, right? From
that's who? Right. A guy called Montrose.
Montrose, yep. Right. Okay, 70s metal,
yeah,
heavy.
Right, yeah. That was that song was so. That was one of the first songs that that song's actually on one of the B sides of Iron Maiden's first singles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song they used to play in a London pub. I can't remember what it's called, but it's very well known in the East End of London. Mm-hmm. And that was actually them playing in that London pub, I believe.
Oh, wow, that was live.
Yeah, that was a live song. Yeah,
killer.
And the singer at the time in that song, the singer we heard was a singer called Paul Di'Anno,
uh-huh.
who was with the group up to their first two albums. Uh-huh. And then he was such a bad boy, you know.
A bad boy?
A bad boy is a boy that wears his leathers, you know, gets on with the ladies. Leathers. Yeah, gets on with the ladies very well, does drink
leather,
and drugs.
Ladies,
I think drinking, Lawrence is a bit drug. Of a bad boy. Yeah.
I wish I was a bad boy. I've never been able to carry it through, though, you know.
Right. But you try.
I would like to be a bad boy, but I'm just too much of a good boy.
Why don't I believe that? Anyway, anyway, this guy was such a bad boy, they ended up kicking him out of the group.
Oh, okay.
They replaced him with a guy called Bruce Dickinson.
Okay.
He was their current singer. And Bruce Dickinson is a much more kind of theatrical, you know, trained singer.
Mm-hmm.
Who probably towed the politically correct line a bit more than Paul Di'Anno, and probably turned up for rehearsals on time and
that's
that
important.
Kind of stuff. It is.
That's important. I'm in a band, and I think it's very important to be on time for rehearsals and to be professional because you're dealing with other people. But some people don't do it, even me sometimes. Look, James, you just got back from the United States. Is that right?
I did. I was in Denver for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and, Denver in the Rockies.
In the Rockies.
The foot of the Rockies.
That's right. Where it goes, yeah, it's flat, 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 and then the Rockies rise up
it's
magically.
It's crazy, yeah. When you fly into Denver, you kind of fly over this plane, like a flat plane, for about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize it. You see the ground, but the ground is already a mile. You know, they call mm-hmm. Denver, they call it the Mile High City, right?
Right.
You're already like 1,500 meters mm-hmm. in altitude.
Yes.
And it's just so flat everywhere.
Right.
And then
yeah.
suddenly it's just like crazy mountains just
right.
kind of pull up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's a really nice place. I like it.
And what was your feeling about being there? I know you were there working, but we're not going to talk about the secret agent work that you do on behalf of Her Majesty's Secret Service, but other things we can talk about. What was your feeling of what's happening in the United States?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the States is, it's kind of a place of, you know, several extremes, two extremes, really. Whether you meet people that are much like yourself, that are very politically aware, or, you know, funnily enough, these people don't seem to stay in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just meet kind of, the general people you meet are sort of kind of dumbed down politically. And,
dumbed down.
Yeah.
What's that in French? Dumbed down.
I don't know.
Man, we've got all these expressions. This is supposed to be a pedagogical show, folks, and we're
right.
supposed to be teaching English, but we never really do. But dumbed down means not very smart, politically unaware. What?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has an opinion, and they love to express it out
right.
there, and they express it very loud, and they hang it high above their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they really have no clue as to what they're talking about. I mean, the kind of principles they put forward are really against their own well-being, really.
Exactly.
You know, and if
right.
they took time to think about it, they'd realize that, but they don't.
Right.
You know.
The media is so powerful there and the lack of spectrum of political opinion in the media is so powerful there. You have people who say, I wouldn't want to live in France. They have socialized medicine in France.
Oh, yeah. Funny story. I know we're running out of time, but I was doing my laundry in the hotel in Denver.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into this woman, and she started talking to me about the crisis in Greece. And she mm-hmm. said to me, but that's because you have socialized medicine, isn't it?
right.
Blamed the whole Greece crisis on the socialized medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is if you say to Americans, well, do you believe in Medicare? I mean, Medicare is health insurance in the United States for people over 65. Yeah, yeah, of course, Medicare is good. And I say, Medicare is socialized medicine. And then their eyes kind of go blank, and they go blank, blank, blank. And then they don't speak anymore, you know?
And they punch you in the face and put a gun on you, you know, and say,
right.
You're anti-American.
No, you're a communist.
you are
a communist. Well, Paul Weller is not a communist. He's a musician, and he's a hell of a songwriter, and we're going to hear another song. What are we going to hear, James?
A song called Sunflower.
Now, we know what sunflower is in French, right? It's Fleur de Sol.
Fleur de Sol.
No?
No. Actually, I can't remember what a sunflower is.
What is sunflower?
Tournesol.
Tournesol. Okay, we're going to hear a song called Sunflower in Francais. That's Tournesol from Paul Weller. That's Paul Weller's Sunflower, and you're listening to Radio Divergence 93.9,
the coolest radio station in the south of France.
My name's Lawrence McGuire. The name of this show is Le Globe. My special guest today was James Lottery. Hey, James, we ran out of time, man. We talked too much.
I know. Unbelievable. I'm really sorry.
We had fun. It was great.
You have to have me back again.
Definitely. Yeah. Whenever you want to. Well, thanks for bringing in this music, man. I loved it. And I love Paul Weller and, of course, the Jam. And we're going to have a good time. Remember, folks, tomorrow night, samedi soir, La Peace and Love Cowboys at Comédie, Neufe pour le soir. That's right. At Comédie, The Peace and Love Cowboys. And on Monday night, Fête de la Musique at Le Globe, de Rue de la Carbonnerie. We have a big night of music for the Fête de la Musique at the Globe. So please come and visit. My name's Lawrence McGuire. I had a great time, folks. And we're going to finish the show with Which Way to America. And we'll see you next week.